Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We are talking all things camping and really more about glamping, which is?
It's combining camping and glamour.
Yes, I love that. I love that idea. So you have all those amenities that you like at home, but you're out camping. You're out in the, you know, in the wilderness, possibly sleeping under the stars, under the moon. But, you know, it's a little more upscale.
Some luxury, too.
Some luxury to it. I like that kind of thing. But, you know, when you prepare for these type trips, you want to take along gear that's going to help you not stress out so much and really make the trip a little bit easier. Now, I also have joining me via the phone is Doc Bill. So welcome back, Doc Bill.
Hi. You know, as we talk about, you know, camping and having the important stuff with you to make your trip run smoother, you know, for a lot of young people, the big thing a lot of times is being connected. So I guess the two things they worry about is, one, the signal or strength of the cellular signal, and battery power. So I guess when you're out there, these two issues become more and more important.
They really do become very, very important. And, you know, they have these little battery packs now that you can use to keep your cell phone charged or if you have your iPad or whatever with you. So there are some things that are out there. But, you know, one of the things that always gets me is that if I'm doing this type of travel, I really, really want to travel light. I want to not be stressed out with things that are heavy. And, you know, I always recommend on the show, don't pack and don't carry more bags than you can possibly handle. So this is really, really definitely true when you're talking about hiking, camping, or glamping in this case. So I like to wash a few things when I'm on the road. So packing light is so important when you're camping, as I just said. And taking just a few clothes along and being able to wash maybe T-shirts, underwear, socks, things like that, you know, really does help keep your bag very, very light. Now, I use something called the Scrubba. That's from Scrubba.com. And it's a lightweight, about 5 ounces. It's made of this flexible vinyl. And it folds and packs very easily before and after use. And all you have to do is just fill it with water. And it has kind of like a washer board, these little bumps inside, these little bubbles inside, that helps you with, all you have to do is rub. And they help get all the dirt, all the grime out. The instructions are on the outside. Tells you how much water you should put in. It's all right there on the outside. And then after you wash, I mean, then you can just hang it to dry. But definitely love the Scrubba, and that's scrubba.com. So definitely check that out. Now, the other thing, too, is you got to dry them, right, Doc Bill?
You got to. And again, it's a lot of times, consider the material. Something that's made of 100% wool or close to wool or some of the new synthetics, these materials work. They dry very well. And those are things to remember. Cotton doesn't do that well in most environments if you like that. But wool and synthetics close to wool will do very well. They dry very quickly. And they also don't keep the moisture on your skin. They help evaporate well so the moisture doesn't stay on your skin. So these are things to take with you as well. So look at your clothing.
You know, and that's a really good point, especially if you're camping or glamping or hiking in the cold weather. You don't want to keep that moisture close to your skin.
That is definitely right. And so it helps in many perspectives. And again, you know, a lot of this stuff is light. You can carry a few things that way because these materials, particularly the when you get to the wool, they wash very easily and they're light. And you can take, therefore, maybe instead of taking 5 or 6 pairs, you can only take 2 or 3. And that makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference. And, you know, after I've washed everything in that Scrubba, then I can line dry everything on a clothesline from lightgearbags.com. And this clothesline is made of natural rubber, so you can actually stretch it. And the line will actually stretch from 42 to 72 inches. And then just hang your things out to dry. And then you're ready to wear them in a couple of hours. They're sun dried and they're nice and fresh. And, you know, you're ready then for the evening events, especially those ones that they have on Terra Vella, because I'm telling you, that sounds like the perfect place for me. And I want to be nice and fresh.
You got to look your best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When I'm taking part in that wine bar and juice bar. Absolutely. But, you know, the folks over at Lightgear also helped me keep my important papers, cash, and anything I really want to keep on me, right on my waist. And I love it because it offers that RFID protection against identity theft. And it's one of those waist wallets, that you can put everything in. So it has several pockets. You can pack a lot of it in. Fits right on your waist. It's very comfortable, very adjustable, and you can keep everything right there. You like
sort
that,
like-
Doctor?
Yeah, sort of like the Uncle Grandpa approach, right? I mean, people have everything, like the little side purses people used to wear. But they're effective. I like it.
They're very effective. And the one from Lightgear is really, really nice. I mean, they have different colors. So if you want to be fashionable, you can also put that as part of it as well. I like taking my phone and all those kind of things with me. So you can stick those in there. Works perfectly.
That's true. And also another device, which is also good, is a Scotty vest. It serves to hold an iPad, your phones, and all bunch of electric gear that you have with you. And then you can put this on and put another jacket on top of that, so it doesn't really weigh you down, and it can hold a lot.
Well, I do like the Scotty vest. You're absolutely right about that, because the Scotty vest keeps everything right in place. And like you said, you can have your iPad there, your iPhone, everything right next to you. And that's great when you're doing biking tours like the ones that David and Rebecca mentioned with Terra Vella Tours, because that way you don't have to worry about something falling out or maybe, something, being damaged or that kind of thing. So love the Scotty vest.
Now, you also talked about when people are out there camping, they get a bit thirsty. You brought about an interesting device that people can use to help them drink safe water.
Well, yeah, I actually use this, and drinking safe water is an issue in some places, not everywhere, but it can be comforting to know that you have a solution for filtering your water, because that is a concern that a lot of people have when they go camping. Even if the water is safe to drink, they're kind of like, well, is it really safe to drink? And LifeStraw.com has created a water bottle with a filter, and it can hook right on your backpack. So again, it's easy to carry. You have it right there when you need it. And this award-winning technology is microbiologically safe. It can, it gets rid of all of those kind of contaminations that might be in your water, things like E. coli. But what I love about this company, too, is their commitment to making clean water available in countries where health and development is affected by unclean water. So they are doing really, really great things. So when you buy one of their products, you're also really helping people in other countries that clean water really is an issue.
And it is. And one thing people want to remember when you talk about water being safe, there's two types of safety. There's biological safe water, which means you've gotten rid of the germs, things like E. coli or Cryptosporidium, little small one-cell organisms. But there's also chemical safe. Water can be free of biological organisms, but it can have chemicals in it that can damage you. So you want to make sure that whatever protection you use, you know about what the chemical properties of that water are, and then make sure you know what the biological properties are, and you're using a protection that gets rid of both.
That's a really, really good point, because a lot of times we think, especially when we're out, we're thinking more about those biological kind of contaminants that might be in the water more so than the chemical ones. But you're absolutely right. Both can be a problem. Now, there's another product, too, because I like having my phone, my sunscreen, my sunglasses, my keys, my small wallet. I like having all of my stuff with me. And I know you mentioned the Scotty vest, but, there's also another perfect solution, and that is a flannel bag. And we have talked about these bags before because I love them so much. But it's flannelbags.com, and they have a vinyl pouch that is 8 by 12 inches, and it's perfect for stocking up and taking along all of the things that you may want to take with you by the water. And it keeps everything dry, organized. You don't have to worry really about anything getting soiled. And they have smaller bags also that are TSA approved, and that's flannel bags. I just love their bags. They have fabric around the border of them that's, in fashionable colors. It's really a girly girl kind of thing. Olivia, I think you would like them too.
Oh, yes. And on Terra Vella, they have tons of water activities. So yeah. It's important to keep those things safe, but you want to have them on you as well.
Exactly, exactly. And you want to look cute while you're doing it as well.
Yeah.
That's important too.
These are great things to have, to take with you. But again, if you're staying on Sapelo Island and staying at the birdhouses, you have everything there you need. All you need to just bring is yourself and some food.
Well, hey, Sapelo Island is great for camping. So can you camp there?
Oh, you can. There's two campsites. There's one run by the state, and there's also one run by the Baileys on Sapelo Island, which is the people who live in the Hall Hammock. But you also have the Sapelo Island birdhouses, where you can do the type of camping that's great. And you can reach the final information about that by looking up on the website, sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. That's sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Phone number, 912-223-6515.
Absolutely. Sapelo Island Birdhouses is how you can do glamping on Sapelo. So I love that. I love
yes.
that. So thanks, Doc Bill, for joining us via telephone. And Olivia, great always to have you in the studio. Now, I want you guys to join us again in 2 weeks when we come back with another great destination, because we like to make traveling easier and less stressful, like the guests we had on earlier, Terra Vella Tours. And check out their website at terravellatours.com. And remember, Sapelo Island Birdhouses, another great place to go for that luxury experience down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Thanks again for being here with us today. It's been a great show. You guys join us again in 2 weeks. We'll be back for another great destination and really good tips. Thanks for listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.